This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money if you switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. I love this guy, my next guest. For a long time in his career and post-career, he's been coming on the show. He's just a fascinating dude, real trippy dude, real smart guy, an incredible dad, husband, an incredible proponent for cannabis. And, he had CTE. His life was suicidal at points, his darkest moments in rock bottom. He didn't want to live anymore. And then he started, let's just face facts, hitting that funk Swiss cheese, some of that cold, chronic funk Swiss cheese. And it helped him get his life back and his health back and his brain back to normal. And then now he's got like one of the biggest CBD oil companies in the country. Kyle Turley, the longtime NFL lineman, joins us on the bench. How you been, buddy?
I've been great, brother. It's great to be back with you.
My man. So I was, the last time I think I talked to you, you were at a stage in your life of you were pretty much like smoking a blunt a day to keep your symptoms down, and everything was cool. And then I noticed recently that you were doing the Neuro XPF thing, your own company, a CBD oil company. And that fascinated me because you've taken your game to another level completely. And I want you to take me through the process of how it's all come about and where you are today with this, because it looks pretty fascinating.
Well, it's my experience with why this is working. What happened? How did this happen? How did I go from experiencing vertigo every day post-career, being hospitalized, having had seizures? You talked about it, all the other neurological issues that stem from that, with depression, suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts. Life was just not worth living. And for the last 5 years, since I have been pill-free and strictly on a cannabis regimen, I've had zero episodes of vertigo, no more hospitalizations, more control in my life than I've had in the last probably 30 years before I started playing this sport. And so, we have inherencies in this game, and there is a cost to making it and achieving great things, whether that be football or military servicemen and women, to stressful jobs that, require a hustle that people just don't understand to stay on top, like yourself. You know what I mean? And that comes at a price, man. And you got to find a medicine to deal with that.
So Kyle Turley with us. Let's go. I want to go through some of the products because I want you to educate people all over North America, from Canada to the Southern Hemisphere, all over the world, listening to us even on satellite radio. Just, let's start with the MCT oil, the CBD oil drops that you're doing.
Well, that's one of our many products. My intent with this whole thing is to put CBD in every applicable way that I can see it in sports. Everybody's out here in this industry trying to create a brand name, and they're going for style points and all these other things and using pretty girls. At the end of the day, my charge in this is to prove that this works. When I discovered what these certain strains that, because we didn't have this 5-6 years ago, we didn't have the CBD extractions that we have today and the ability to have this in all 50 states. And so I had to understand, why were these certain strains of marijuana that I was smoking working for me, and they came back higher in CBD and terpenes. And so I've worked with our manufacturer, with it, which is 100% American, grown, processed, made. You know, there's a lot of people out here that are sourcing from overseas still. And then there's just a lot of people that have thrown their hat in the ring and just still with this attitude of weed's weed. And at the end of the day, there's a real scientific process to extracting the purities of this plant and making sure in their delivery systems, like an MCT oil, which breaks the blood-brain barrier, is the oral tincture application, the universal thing that most people are experiencing out here with CBD. And why is it MCT oil? Why is it not hemp oil or olive oil or these other things? Because MCT oil breaks the blood-brain barrier. It's an immediate absorption rate. And again, our charge is to get CBD into your system because your body recognizes cannabinoids.
So Kyle Turley with us. Now, let me ask you, you say that the vape formulas that you sell are helping people, believe it or not, with increased airflow in the lungs and people with asthma and COPD and respiratory problems. Now, explain the difference. Obviously, there's no THC in it, so when they're using the vape juice in their pens and in their, you know, heating pens and all the rest and their vape pens, it's that it's not getting them high because there's no THC, but what is it actually doing for them, the CBD in the vape juice formula?
Well, our vape formula is a vegetable glycerin, which is non-carcinogenic, has no factors that you're hearing about, that these things and other vape situations in cartridges that are out there, that these oils that have, you know, carcinogenic natures. I've still yet to hear that they've confirmed 100% that anyone has died from vaping. You know, that whole thing is ridiculous, and how fast that's moved. That's a whole nother conversation.
Right.
But we created our product specifically towards getting CBD into your lungs. There are so many people that rely on respiratory medications to athletes on the sideline, and that the science behind this speaks more to what can help your lungs than anything that's being used currently. Oxygen to all of the inhalers and these things that are made up of all these chemicals. CBD or cannabinoids into your lungs, especially in that delivery system, is going to ignite what science has proven now, your CB1 receptor across your entire lung wall. And so it's like a Pepto-Bismol for your lungs. If you have any respiratory issues, vaping a CBD, whether that's ours or another company, if it is a pure and you can track it down with lab testing, which we have on our website, show you exactly what's in our product. If you can get that CBD in your system, you're going to help improve any ailment that you have going on.
So Kyle Turley with us. He runs NeuroXPF, former NFL lineman, badass. But tell me about the NeuroShot energy drinks. Are those actually like, so is it like a 5-hour energy? You're like drinking it and you're getting kind of lit a little bit off of it? Or what's the deal? I know it's hydration and things of this nature. You're talking about getting energy and everything because it's got a lot of electrolytes and amino acids and things like that, antioxidants in it. What is the difference between your NeuroShot and like a 5-hour?
Well, you know, again, those are created through synthetic means, and you know, some other natural elements as well are in those. But there's a lot of synthetics in there that are keeping you up, and they're designed to just, you know, give you that false sense of energy. At the end of the day, your energy is depleted because of hydration and because of your loss of electrolytes. We've put a significant amount of electrolytes into 4 ounces of nanoized water, which those who understand the nano process and how that works, the electrolyzation of a molecule and allowing it to expand based upon the amount you inject that with, has our 4-ounce shot of CBD neuro shot equaling a gallon of water in hydration. And so you're talking about eliminating the excessive drinking, the flooding of your stomach, where at the end of a competition, you're just full of Gatorade, just sloshing around in your stomach. Athletes, this is very true, and athletes are using our product currently. Professional football players, can't name them, they're out there, and they are using our products and giving us feedback and saying that the neuro shot specifically is saving their life in these hard practices. On the hydration factor, electrolyte factor, but getting CBD immediate into their system for performance and recovery. It's the only neuroprotective substance on the planet, cannabinoids, period. And athletes need to have that. That's why we created this company and called it Neuro. We were originally Neuro Armor. We sold $1 million worth of CBD. Under Armour sued us even after they granted our patent and said they'd come back to us because they realized we're about to be something. And we just changed it to XPF, Extreme Performance Fuel, because of this extreme conversation that people just, for whatever reason, can't seem to get.
Well, that's crazy. So let me ask you this question. Kyle Turley with us. The gummies, you're saying that you can take them even before your workout. And how popular are those? And you're talking about they kickstart your metabolism and everything else. There's like a shot of cane sugar in there to get you a little lit. But are people digging those gummies, and what are those doing for you?
Well, there's that sugar replacement. You know, you as an athlete, you're out there and you're expending this energy. You're depleting your sugar storage. And pure cane sugar obviously is going to replenish that. It's a fast-burning sugar. So in everyday life, it's not the best thing to be pounding gummy bears just sitting around. But as in athletics, that little short sugar supplement is all you need. Instead of these, again, sugary drinks that are out there on these sidelines constantly, these vats of sugar water that is just over-hydrating or sloshing around people and putting weight on individuals and making guys throw up. That's why guys are throwing up out there. They've drank too much, and they've got too much sugar in their system. The worst thing you can give a traumatic brain injury is sugar, and that's a fact.
So let me ask you this question, Kyle. How good is that the CBD muscle and joint cream that you're kicking out? Is it make a difference on, like, because I, you know, as you know, I play tons of basketball every day of my life, 7 days a week, and I constantly have, you know, sore hips, you know, knees, things of that nature, ankles, whatever. Just it all hurts. Every time I feel like I'm in atrophy after I play, and then by the end of the night I'm better, and the next morning I'm fine. But it's like after I play, I'm miserable for like 2 or 3 hours. What is that muscle and joint cream you're doing helping athletes with?
Well, a topical is the first thing that somebody can experience the power of CBD. If it's a true CBD product that has a true content of what it says in there, and it is in isolate form. And it is in a solvent nature and getting into your system, a fingerprint of a CBD topical placed upon your pain point. Allow that, just rub that one in, just on your fingerprint. And once that gets into your system, it's not the topical. It's not the CBD. It's not neuro XPF. It's cannabinoids. Your body and your brain operate on a thing called the cannabinoid system. And your CB1 receptor is at every angle in your body, and every turn, twist of your nervous system, your immune system. It is the number one regulatory system in the human body. And if it recognizes cannabinoids, it fires that receptor, which is a direct line shot to your brain, right in the center, which controls everything. Unfortunately, they don't talk about it in United States medical schools. They do around the world for some reason. And it has been regarded as what I just said, the number one regulatory system in the human body. And there is no Vicodin system. There's no aspirin system. There's no Toradol or Depakote, Wellbutrin system. There's Zoloft system. There's a cannabinoid system. The body recognizes that when you put it on, and you have pain relief. Almost instantly, within minutes.
What do? I saw your retail partners are all over, mostly the West Coast. You do have tapped into New Jersey because the laws here are healthy. You're allowed in New Jersey. You know, everything, sports gambling and everything. Are they're being cool in New Jersey about CBD? And I noticed most of your are West Coast. For I mean, a majority of them.
We have a lot of East Coast partners. We're partnered with a great coffee shop out there, Coffee Surf. If you're out in that area, maybe there's one close by you there, grab a Coffee Surf. They have our water-soluble product that mixes with any beverage. You can grab that with one of your quick-shot coffees out there, cold or hot. It doesn't matter. You can mix it with anything also. To our retail partners in that region, you know, a lot of these are store-wise. These storefronts originally were, you know, people that were taking a chance. Now they're big box opportunities, and we're doing everything we can to get into those. We're across the country, but this is, you know, just getting started, and the retail opportunities have kind of been, pigeonholed to certain individuals right now and certain companies that have, you know, guys that got into their company now and they had distribution connections and everybody's trying to, you know, make their way in and create their brand. We've had, you know, seen things taken off the shelves already out there in CVS and others. You know, I created this product. We are with great partners. We're USDA approved, FDA approved, and in line when the real regulations come down this year to stay in the game. And we'll be everywhere.
That's great. So Neuro XPF, and then people can check it out at Neuro XPF. XP as in Paul, F as in Pharrell. NeuroXPF.com. Check out their website. It's badass, extreme performance fuel. I'm glad you're doing well. It sounds like you're kicking ass and taking names with this company. It's a great idea. I'm glad that it's kicking in and you're rocking. That's fantastic. You know, I'm always rooting for you. It's great to learn a little bit more about CBD. I know a lot of people that are on it and that love it, and I gotta check it out. I gotta try it. Listen, Kyle, thanks for coming on the bench. Continued success, my brother.
Thank you, my friend. Look forward to seeing you soon. Hopefully, at the Super Bowl this year, we'll have some great things going on down there, and continue to spread this great word.
All right, Kyle Turley, former NFL lineman with Neuro XPF. Now, are you into CBD oil? Because he's got it all going on. Check out his website. NeuroXPF.com.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So CBS Sports does a thing where they rank the worst teams in college football every week. The bottom 25. Very humbling to be thrown into that, lumped into that group. Kent State, number 25, then Monroe. Both of them are 2-3. Northwestern has made the list. They're on a bye this week. Thank God. They're 1-4. Purdue's 1-4. They're one of three Big Ten teams in the rankings. We'll get to the others. Obviously, Rutgers. Texas State is 21, tied for first in their division and ranked number 21 in the bottom 25. You know how bad you are. New Mexico's number 20. They're 2-3. Bob Davey, number 19. Georgia Southern. They won in overtime over South Alabama last week. Very exciting. Texas San Antonio's 2-3. The Roadrunners beat UTEP last week, but they're still in the bottom 25. Tennessee's number 17. We know what their problems are. They're too long to list. UCLA is 16. They're 1-5. And they're the doormat of the Pac-12 now. Colorado State, 1-5. The Rams have lost four straight after San Diego State beat their ass. I covered with that one. Northern Illinois is number 14. They're 1-4. Old Dominion, 13. UNLV, 12. The Rebs are 1-4. When aren't they 1-4? 11. South Alabama's 1-5. Rutgers is number 10. Georgia Tech's 1-4. They're number 9. Wow, what a disaster they are there. And Bobby Dodd down in Atlanta. What's happened to Georgia Tech? Paul Johnson's gone, right? That's what happened. Vanderbilt is number 8. UConn is 1-4. They're number 7. UTEP, number 6. Rice, number 5. They're 0-6. They lost to UAB by 15 last week. They're on a bye this week, thank God. UMass is number 4. They're 1-5. Bowling Green lost 52-0 to Notre Dame. They're 1-4. They're number 3. Number 2, New Mexico State is 0-6. They lost to Liberty last week, and Akron is the worst team in college football at 0-5. Had last week off after losing to UMass 2 weeks ago. That was UMass's only win. What a disaster, these losing teams. And then we barely talked about college football last night, about the games that went down. After you saw Ohio State, Carver High, what they did to Michigan State, beating them 34-10 with an emphatic thud, Michigan State going to Columbus and just a thud, the performance. After everyone raves about their defense and everything else, I will give them this. They kept Ohio State from scoring, you know, 58, 65 points, which is what they do to everybody else. So you got to give them credit, but they still got their ass beat and they didn't cover.
Yeah, look, I know that they beat up Michigan State and they've beat up Nebraska and they've beat up Indiana. And I'm not saying that they're not a good team, but it's almost time to really play, okay? It's almost time to put the chips on the table. Now, to be fair, I should give Ohio State credit for this. The last 2 years, they've lost some of these games that, you know, quote, were easy wins for them.
Right.
And that's the reason why they did not play in the playoff the last 2 years, whether it be Iowa, the Purdue game last year, et cetera, the last couple of years. So credit to them for doing that. But it's almost time because they've got Wisconsin coming down the pike. They've got Penn State later on, and they've got Michigan at the end. So they still got big games. You know, they're going to get there. A couple more easy wins with, you know, Maryland and Rutgers and stuff like that. But they've got their three tests, their three real tests on the season. They're coming.
How good do you think?
And that's when we'll know.
How good do you think Penn State is? They beat Purdue 35-7. Purdue had two of their best players out, their quarterback and their receiver.
Same thing for Penn State, like I just said, with Ohio State. It's almost time to see who's really coming to play. Because now, at Iowa, then Michigan. They've got Ohio State then a couple weeks after that. Well, Ohio State's actually late November they're playing them. But I haven't, you know, they've taken care of business, but have they beaten anybody good?
Michigan lost, of course, to Wisconsin, but they've rebounded and won. They beat Rutgers, and then they beat Iowa. Now they go to Champaign. Do you think they're back on track? Or do you
possibly
think they're just phony?
Possibly.
Possibly.
But they've got, you know, we're going to find out about them, too.
All right, fair enough. Odell in Tennessee, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, Odell.
I enjoyed that Turley interview, man. I'm from New Orleans, grew up down there.
Right.
Watching play football on Sundays, and he
sure.
was a good dude.
Yeah, man. I've been friends with him forever, and I've seen him go through quite a bit in his life with – you know, regards to his mental health, he's struggled horribly with, you know, CTE and frankly, brain damage, concussions. He had everything. You name it, vertigo. He got sick. He got, you know, you heard him. Suicidal and homicidal thoughts. He wanted to kill people. So the fact that I saw that.
That's kind of why I'm calling. I've never been a professional football player or, you know, athletic of in any way.
Right.
I've had several back surgeries, and my spine is more titanium than bone.
Right.
And I was on pain medication for years. And it got to the point where I had to do something. So this is before CBD got out there
right.
pretty much, and I started smoking marijuana.
Right.
And that actually got me off of narcotics.
And that's great. And that's great. That worked. You stopped eating pills. Do you use CBD oil?
Yeah, actually, I tried the CBD oil, and it worked okay. But I get more effect out of the actual CBD bud
right.
that you smoke.
Or just, weed.
Well, it's not weed. It don't have THC in it. It's just CBD.
What's the fun in that? I'm just
saying. Yeah,
I
still smoke weed. But,
I gotta tell
when
you.
I'm out in public or right. out, you know, whatever, if I get to where right. I'm hurting too bad, I can. It actually got me where I could get off my couch. I could have a life. I can go play golf.
Well, that's great.
Working part time.
Well, that's great. It sounds like it's doing phenomenally well for you. I'm glad to hear that. It sounded before like you were, you know, a vegetable with the pills.
Well, I couldn't even go to a grocery store unless they had one in three-wheel carts for me to ride around in. I couldn't walk.
Wow. Well, that sucks.
It was bad.
Well, I'm glad it's going better, Odell. My man, I got to run, but kick ass. Keep doing it because it sounds like you got your life back, and that's all that matters, that you're doing fantastic now, and you went through all that struggle and hell. I'm glad it's over for you. Keep it up. I'm hoping that Kyle sends me like 57 crates of stuff so I can just basically sit at home and pour it all over my body and set myself on fire.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's joining. They all know it. PharrellOnTheBench.com rules. It's the best site for picks, the best handicapping, all the best college football and pro snags. They're all posted for this week's games. Baseball every day through the playoffs. Hockey every game, every night. Boxing, MMA, hoops coming up. Try it. You'll like it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. Mel in Birmingham on the Jocks. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, I've been hearing a lot of takes on this Daryl Morey situation, ma'am. And right. I've been, like, I heard that Adam Silver, I was up weirdly. I'm a truck driver, man. I was up weirdly, and I was listening to the Adam Silver interview. I just want to get you guys' take. I mean, I was just wanting to hear something, man. I've been hearing a lot, so. I just want to get your take.
Well, I mean, I'm not that versed in it, to be honest with you. I'm not that caught up in it. I'll be honest, I don't care about the NBA's Chinese relations. It's not something that I waste a lot of my day with, I'll be honest with you. I know, I'm being honest, like, what do I give a rat's ass about anything going on in China? Literally, I'm just being honest. I could care less about their basketball over there or their fandom. I don't know in what capacity. It does not affect the average fan, in my opinion, in America in any capacity whatsoever. This is a business relationship for the NBA internationally, globally. I get it. That's their, you know, prerogative and their problem. That's their issue. That's their money. That's the dollar they're going after. They have they've always had this strong thing with China, particularly with Yao Ming and everything. That has gone on over there. But, you know, typically I would think that, you know, 10 out of 10 basketball fans in the States or even in Canada, they don't care about the Chinese relations with the NBA. When they play those games over there, they play whatever at 6 in the morning. No one watches. No one cares. There's some preseason, you know, game with a Chinese national team or whatever. Now, I don't bemoan the fact that they should have, global basketball relations and business endeavors. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, it is what it is. Basketball is popular all over the world. I love it. I can't get enough of basketball. I play every day of my life. I literally work out every day. Not only that, I played basketball twice today. And so that's all I ever do. But I don't care, I'm being honest, about China and the U.S. or NBA relations. I'll tell you another thing. I don't believe the guy should be fired for...
Exactly. That's my problem. That's my thing. The way everybody came out about that guy putting a tweet out and he making him delete a tweet, I mean, that's what's making me uncomfortable with the whole situation.
Well, I think that he has every right in the world to, I think everyone has a right to... say whatever they want, but the difference is, in China you don't have that right. Okay, so in China they don't have really any rights like that. So they don't want to hear how we live. They don't want to hear how we think or how we have freedom of speech or freedom of expression like they have in this country. See, people don't like us because we have that freedom, and that they're jealous of it. They don't like the fact that in America it's a democracy, and then, you know, we all know what happens in China. So here's the deal: I never knew they were so sensitive about somebody.
They definitely overstepped. Like Yao Ming is hot, and I mean canceling bunches of events. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean more than that.
Well, that's fine. I think the one guy. The guy, what's his name, Joseph Tsai, he's the new owner of the Nets. He's very angry as well. I don't know why they're so angry. I don't know. I don't understand. Okay, so I don't get their venom. I don't understand it because I'm not educated enough about it. So I don't know. You know, I know they've had protests in Hong Kong
Real violent protests.
I mean, real violent for like 3-4 months now. It's been going on. So I know it's a real issue and a problem. And it's because I believe human rights in China are terrible. And but that it's not my place to think that I have any kind of idea, frankly, what I'm talking about right now when it comes to what's going on over there. I'm not versed in it. I'm not in the inner circle of what's happening in China. So I will say this. I think the guy has every right to say what he said. He wants, you know, it sounded like he was rooting, unless I'm mistaken, it sounded like he was rooting for the protesters, right? For change. And that's what upset everyone in China. He didn't upset anyone in Hong Kong that's protesting. He upset the people that run China. And so the government, the Chinese government is angry. Everyone's very angry. And you know what? You know, so they have the right, I guess, they certainly have the right to tell the rockets to buzz off and that we're done doing business with you. They have every right to do that. So if that's, I think if that's what they choose to do, it'll be their own mistake. I think they're making a mistake. I think, you know, what basketball should be about, in my view, it should be about the sport and about how people love the game. And it's now what China wants us to believe, it would seem to me, is that it's beyond the game. It's beyond the love of the game, the sport. This is about politics and about human rights. And I do not believe the two should mix in a cocktail together. I think basketball should be for fans to enjoy. Those games they play over there should be for fans to enjoy. But when you turn it into politics, basketball, that's where I think the disconnect happens. Shep, how do you feel about it?
Okay, so first of all, he's not going to let – he will be back. And the reason being is because he – is on a 5-year extension.
Okay, so so what you're saying is Maury's not getting fired.
He's not getting fired.
I don't think so.
Not at all. And by the way, if he was a lame duck, he's going to get let go for those comments.
Probably, but he's a good GM.
He's been lucky. He's been very lucky. No one saw James Harden being the James Harden that we see today. Eric Gordon is great. No one saw him coming. So he's been a little lucky too, Pharrell. And bottom line is he doesn't get the right players when it matters most. But let me say this. This guy is making multi-millions of dollars. I don't need you to tweet out your political ideologies. If you really want to make a difference and you really want to impact the greater society, especially in third world countries where they are making less than a dollar a day, put your money where your mouth is, go travel, go on a plane, and do some service and do some humanitarian
work. In third world countries. Well, China's not a third world country.
But I'm talking about Hong Kong. Because he's pro human rights and civil rights for Hong Kong.
Right.
So go do something about it. I don't need you to tweet.
Okay. Calm down, Shep. You'll be all right.
It just bothers me when these athletes and celebrities get on a high horse and think they're making God's work by tweeting.
Okay, slow down. Are you offended by Kerr and Popovich's political rantings and ramblings?
You're damn right I am. You're making tens of millions of dollars. I don't need you telling me what people making $40,000 should be doing with their lives. It's not your place.
So, but politically speaking,
I don't
both Popovich and Kerr are very pro-politics. They like to talk about what's wrong with Donald Trump and everything else. Are you offended when basketball coaches like that open and speak their mind?
It's not their place.
You think they should just stick to basketball?
Just stay in, I'm not trying to
stay in your lane.
Echo the ball guy. Stay in your lane. Be grateful that you had Tim Duncan and be grateful that you had Steph Curry and thank your lucky stars in that regard. I don't need your opinion outside of basketball. Thank you very much.
Fair enough.
Sorry to be
Carver, how do you feel about it?
Well, you know how I feel. I hate any politics involved in anything, so I just can't stand it, period. I do think it's a little bit, Kerr, Popovich, we've been through this stuff a billion times. Kerr loves talking. They asked him to talk about this. He didn't want to talk. Right?
Do you think that Silver will rehabilitate that relationship by going to Shanghai, or is it going to take years to fix it?
I don't know enough about, like you, I don't know enough about what goes on over there to be able to make a claim.
Or to care.
Or to care. I mean, if you want to go that deep.
Let's be honest, no one gives a rat's ass about China.
No, I don't, you know.
Do you ever worry
Am I going to be worried tomorrow if the NBA is playing basketball games in China again?
I know that we have, like, trade wars with them. And just constantly, this Trump guy's having trade wars with people. But other than that, like, what do I care about China? Seriously, tell me what reason do you care about it?
Well, because of all the commercialized goods that they provide us.
Well, that's fine.
Right.
So
that's a big deal.
So, well, cut a deal to keep getting it. And if not, shut up. And here's another deal. They do nothing for me basketball-wise. What do they do for us basketball-wise? Like, let's face facts. I mean, what do you give two craps about Chinese basketball? Not even Marbury you care about.
I was about to
you
say,
don't
he,
even,
was, he was pretty good
But
then.
You don't care about him. You do not care what he does on a day-to-day basis playing in Shanghai, wherever the hell he is.
Michael Beasley?
Michael Beasley played in the NBA and smokes weed. I don't care about anything to do with Chinese basketball. Like, it's the dumbest thing ever. Like, who cares? I don't know anyone that gives a flying shack. Seriously. I mean it. I mean, I just want to watch basketball every night. You know what? When I watch, like, preseason games, I just pretend like it's not a preseason game. Do you ever do that, Shep? Do you just watch and just pretend like it's just a game in January and you just go with it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Why not?
Yeah. The NBA's back, baby.
It is back, and I don't care about preseason, but I just watch the games anyway. I love basketball. So I go in this gym every morning, and I'm literally the only one in there, and I'm just jacking threes, like, for, like, a half an hour straight, 100 miles an hour, just jacking threes. I'm hitting about 90%, too. Shake it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.